Okay, okay. One more, one more. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Dare I ask?
Because he was outstanding in his field. But hey, it's in his genes.
Oh my, you're unbelievable.
May I have your attention, please?
Uh-oh.
Listen carefully to the following message we just received from the ASA.
To all who are part of the treacherous Eastern Provinces, this is President Goldman of the ASA. You are treading dangerous waters. Following the attack on our Rune base, you may think that you have the advantage in this war. You may think that you will be victorious, but I assure you that you will not be. We are a far greater nation with more military power. Not only that, but we have far greater technological capabilities. That being said, we will not hesitate to use the WCO's capabilities against you. We have not yet used our time-traveling capabilities as part of our warfare, but we soon will if you do not cease to wage war on us. You may think you will be able to send your WPA agents to counter our attacks, but I assure you, finding our WCO agents will be like finding the needle in a haystack. Surrender now while you have the chance. You have 3 days to respond.
Well, that's not good. Hello?
Elijah, is Mary Ann with you?
Yes, sir. She's right here.
Hey.
Okay. I'm sending you two to a group video call with the president. He needs to speak with us.
Oh, there they are. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mr. President. What have you got for us?
We don't have much time before the ASA strikes with time-traveling warfare. This war tactic devastated the United States back in the First War.
Will we be backing down, sir?
Absolutely not. We have 3 days to end the WCO, or else all hope is lost, and the free world loses another companion, weakening them. Meet me at 3 o'clock sharp in my meeting room to discuss the strategy for your final mission.
You're listening to Time Faction at War, Episode 4. Thank you for listening, and find the next episode wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the show.
We have 3 days. 3 days to carry out a mission that will put them into the ground. I have spent the past couple of hours with our top war strategists. We have come up with a plan that the four of you, Mary Ann, Elijah, Brandon, and Rose, will carry out and lead. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to infiltrate their capital city.
Infiltrate? You mean the lion's den? Mr. President, with all due respect, how are we going to go about doing this?
The better question right now is why. We have no other choice but to do this. The only way to end the WCO and to defeat the ASA is to destroy their most valuable weapon, time travel. We cannot let them use it, or else it is game over. Our window of opportunity is closing rapidly.
Might I add in, Mr. President? How do we even know they will even use time travel to their advantage in the war?
Yeah, I mean, if they had the power to do this all along, why didn't they just use it to entirely wipe out the free world the moment they got the chance?
Because they wanted to lay low the whole time so that their people wouldn't so easily see who they are and turn against them. They've used it in the First War, and they'll do it again. Now, things are different. The people know, so in the WCO's last effort at victory, they have threatened to go all out. Consider it a miracle from God above that they gave us a warning and haven't already begun to use it. Not that we know of, anyways. Now, for the mission. The WCO's power source, which powers their central time travel unit and gives electricity to their whole building, is what we're after. In their underground level, all of their hardware, electrical system, and plumbing is what we are after. Our strategists believe that if we destroy everything in this basement, they will be completely offline and completely unable to use time travel, making them vulnerable. Then, we strike. Yes, we would be carrying out an attack on a civilian city, but this is the only way we can ever defeat them, and this window is closing very quickly. Our troops are under orders to minimize civilian casualties and commercial property damage. Our main target is the WCO facility. We will have other troops deploying around their nation, destroying their smaller installments that also rely on the central network source in New Seattle. Rose and Brandon, you will be our primary infiltrators, while Marianne and Elijah will be on watch and making sure order is kept in the mission. Brandon, we will supply you with explosives to plant all around the basement. Ensure that everything will be destroyed there. Rose, you will be Brandon's way into the basement. The elevator only goes down there with key card access. That being said, you need to go to the central security room located just behind the lobby desk. Not only will you be able to supply Brandon with a key card from one of the taken out guards, but you will be able to have all eyes on the complex, specifically for Brandon and any threats coming his way. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Now, for you two, you will stand by outside of the building, keeping in communication with Rose and Brandon at all times. Inform them of any danger and ensure they both make it out. If this portion of the mission succeeds, get out of there. You will be provided with your quick escape devices to get out of the city as our military comes in with their strike. Canada has been a wonderful ally and has granted us their airspace so that our military arrives undetected by the ASA. They won't see us coming. We will drop ground troops in all ends of the city to push their way in, eliminating all threats while our airstrikes will focus on the WCO tower. We will claim their capital city as our own, liberating the states from the shackles of oppression. As for President Goldman, we would like to keep him as a prisoner, but do what must be done, even if it means killing him. This is war. Tomorrow at dusk, we set out. Until then, we will be preparing our troops, and you should be preparing and, more importantly, resting. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, we'll see you guys later, all right?
Yeah. Sure thing. Elijah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little scared.
I know. And I'm sure Brandon and Rose are too. Huxley has trusted us with the entire nation and the future of this land. But I think we're perfectly capable of doing this. Plus, for now, it seems that our jobs are pretty easy. The hardest part will just be the anticipation of Brandon and Rose's success.
Maybe, but I can't just help but think about what happens afterwards. I mean, if we win this, what do I do? The WPA probably won't be needed anymore, definitely not to the extent they're needed now. I mean, they're the ones who provided me with a job, housing, and food. What happens to my life after this? I don't have many people to go to. I have no family anymore.
Marianne, one thing's for certain is that I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. And I'm not going to leave your life as long as you want me in it. Brandon, Rose, and I deeply care for you and love you. And that's what a real family is. Like you said to me, I'm not going to let you get bored.
Thanks, Elijah. You mean the world to me.
I didn't sleep that night. Of course, thinking about the fate of the nations was heavy on my mind. There were only going to be two different outcomes here. We're victorious, ending the war, or we fail, and the ASA uses time travel to completely screw us and the rest of the world over. Either outcome would drastically change all of our lives. Marianne brought up a good point. What happens after this if we win? I mean, I worked for the WPA too. I surely didn't want to go back to Kansas. I wouldn't have anything to do. Nonetheless, I would likely end up with a better life compared to now. I was ready for this war to end, even though it had only gone on for a few months. In the morning, I still had no appetite. I was ready to get this over with and get the justice we all deserved. I did consume a few energy drinks since I felt fatigued from the lack of sleep. Throughout the day, EPA troops were being gathered in secret, the Air Force preparing their fighters and the ground troops preparing for deployment. I stayed in my apartment and just rested my eyes as I passed time. I placed my eye hollow out of reach so that I wouldn't be bothered by anyone. I knew that at 7 o'clock I was to meet Huxley with the team at the presidential home for dinner, and then we would go back to the WPA where we would commence the final mission. Time had gone by very slowly, but it was finally 6:45 when I headed down to a cab. I stared out the window the whole time, marveling at the city one last time before entering a night of chaos. At the president's home, there was a huge array of dinner foods on tables all around the central area by the entrance. Brandon was already there fixing a plate of food for himself, but Marianne and Rose were nowhere to be seen.
Anybody? Hungry?
No, not in the slightest. I'm a bit nervous, if you know what I mean.
Hey, no worries, man. You've only just turned 18 and have a lot of pressure on you. But you're a nationwide hero, and people across the world are watching your every move. I'm going to make sure that you live a very long life. You have so much of it ahead of you.
Thank you, Mr. Brandon. I really admire you. You're selfless. You show no fear. And I aspire to have the skills that you and Rose do.
In time, you will. We've been in the field for 10 years, but no one could achieve what you and Mary Ann have already done. We are a great team, and I know we will be victorious. Now, you really should get something to eat. You need the fuel.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, there they are.
Hey, love.
Hey, darling.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
May I have everyone's attention? I cannot put into words how proud I am to have some of the best agents I know right in my ballroom. You guys are going to do great things for this world tonight. I just know it. Okay, now that it is 8 o'clock, it is time for you all to head over to the WPA. This is where we say goodbye for now.
With that, the four of us parted from the presidential home and into the cab. The fun was over, and I knew the night ahead would be a great challenge. The sun had just gone down over the horizon, leaving the sky ever so slightly orange. Up ahead, the WPA complex was glowing in all its beauty. I always enjoyed looking at the skyscrapers of New Boston at this time of night, the dim light reflecting off of the shimmering glass and steel structures. Some of the buildings had beautiful arrays of LEDs on them, adding to the grandeur of the night city. I wanted the whole world to live like the people did here in New Boston. I finally understood what liberty did to a nation, and I wanted the same to happen to the Allied States, my original home. The cab pulled up to the entrance of the WPA, and we got out in pairs. Brandon and Rose holding hands, and Marianne and I doing the same. Dr. Radcliffe met us at the entrance with a serious look on his face.
Agents, follow me, please.
He led us to the elevator that took us to a floor I hadn't been to in a while, but I knew I had been there before. Elevator door opened, the surroundings brought back a memory. This is where Marianne brought me when we left Mississippi. The huge hangar was ahead as well. There were dozens of people frantically walking around with their digital clipboards. In the center, there was a table with two time travel devices, the same kind as the one Marianne and I used to make our escape. Wow, that seemed like ages ago. Beside the devices, folded clothes were laid out.
The suits are for Mr. Brandon and Mrs. Rose, while the civilian clothes are for Ms. Mary Ann and Mr. Elijah.
It made sense that we were given these clothes. Brandon and Rose were to act as WCO workers of some sort. entering the WCO as if they were there for their jobs. Marianne and I were to walk separately from them and were to act as two lovebird teenagers casually enjoying a new Seattle evening. We all went to the locker rooms to change into our clothes. I was given clothes that one would typically see on a trendy teenager in 2108 on the West Coast. My shirt was a thicker, long-sleeved shirt with a V-neck collar, as well as a thin silk hood. I wore a dark undershirt underneath it. I was to wear jeans and sneakers with it as well. This was honestly the most in-style I had ever looked, as I had never had the money to optimize my wardrobe. The clothes also had plenty of pockets of them, which they likely did on purpose so that I could hide things like weapons. I was the first to be done, so I walked out of the locker rooms to wait on the others. Marianne walked out of her locker room shortly after I did, and soon Brandon and Rose, who looked very professional, walked out of theirs. Together, we walked back to the main hangar where Dr. Radcliffe and other officials were waiting.
I'm not one for pep talks, but just know that we all admire your bravery. Tonight will hopefully be the finale, where we will crush the WCO. They are too dangerous to be kept in existence, and I know that you four make the perfect team. Each of you has something special as it relates to this mission. Brandon, you are a master at infiltrating and completing a task to its full potential. Rose, you are excellent at silently slipping through systems. You're keen and brilliant. Elijah, you know the WCO better than any of us, and taking them down is the most meaningful to you. Now, if you will please step up to the table in your respective pairs up to the devices. It will take a while for them to recharge, but hopefully they will be ready for use by the time your portion of the mission is complete. Be sure to update us frequently, because we are relying on you for timing when we send in the attack.
Mr. President?
I'm so glad I could catch you guys before heading off. I believe in you. Tonight, our nation will stand united in defense of history, for it is the bedrock of our nation's soul. This is why it is crucial that the WCO meet its end. I'd trust no one else with this other than you guys.
Let's end this, once and for all. I'm ready when you guys are.
Godspeed, agents.
Hey, everyone. If you're hearing this, thank you so much for being a loyal listener to Time Faction. As the season approaches the climax of the story, I hope you are as eager to hear the next episode as I am to share it with you all. See you next time, and I look forward to sharing with you how Elijah, Marianne, Rose, and Brandon face the enemy in the Lion's Den itself.